Huntsville, Tennessee.
This portion of the Friday Night Opry is brought to you by GTE Customer Networks. And now, a message from the folks at GTE. GTE Customer Networks was created for one purpose, to provide premium quality maintenance and support services to companies in major cities across the United States. Specializing in Northern Telecom, NEC, and Intercom switches and peripherals, GTE supports PBX maintenance, moves, adds, changes, upgrades, and system enhancements, as well as the design, installation, and maintenance of local area networks. Since 1986, GTE has grown to be one of the nation's largest third-party maintenance organizations and the leader in quality service. GTE understands that the needs of a large corporation differ from the needs of a small business, and they design individual support plans tailored for each company's specific needs. Gaylord Entertainment Company can attest to GTE's commitment to satisfaction. They researched five different companies before finding GTE, who structured a plan to fit their needs rather than force them into an existing plan. That's why Gaylord Entertainment and Telecommunications Department and GTE Customer Networks have teamed for excellence. GTE Customer Networks, dedicated to be the best. And now... There we go. I'm at the Cuban man. In this portion of the Friday Night Opry, we've got some great music coming your way. Skeeter Davis will be along, Ray Pillow, the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and now here's everybody's favorite grandpa, a member of the Country Music Hall of Fame. Here's Grandpa Jones.
Doing it, I believe. We're happy to be here with you and hope you enjoy the Grand Ole Opry. And here's a little old tune that I learned a long time ago, and I don't know who got it right or not, but anyhow, this is the way it goes. Well, a possum up a lemon tree and a raccoon on the ground. Raccoon said, you son of a gun, you better shake them simmons down. Well, the pot began to shake, and the simmons began to fall. I reckon you want them all. Lies a pretty little gal, lies a dame. Lies a pretty little gal, she died on the train. Her cheek was like a cherry, cherry like a rose. How I like that pretty little gal, the goodness gracious knows. The old folk down in the mountains, that grinding sugar pain, making bears of molasses to sweet little Isaac Jane. Whiskey by the gallon and sugar by the pound. Great big bowl to stir it in and pretty gal to hang it around. Lies a pretty little gal, Lies a Jane. Lies a pretty little gal, she died on the train. Her cheeks was like a cherry, cherry like a rose. How I like that pretty little gal, the goodness gracious. See my Liza Jane just standing in the door, her shoes and stockings in her hand and her feet all over the floor. Her head is like a coffee pot, her nose is like a spout, her mouth is like an old fireplace with ashes on it. Liza, pretty little gal, Liza Jane, Liza, pretty little gal, on the train. Hardest work I ever done was breaking on the train. Easiest work I ever done was hugging at Liza Jane. Liza, pretty little gal, Liza Jane. Liza, pretty little gal, she died on the train. Her cheeks was like a cherry, cherry like a rose. How I like that pretty little gal, goodness gracious knows.
Thank you so much. Ah, they're mighty nice of you. Okay. Here. Yeah. Here's a gal that'll sing you a song, I tell you. We love to have her on the show. Miss Skeeter Davis. Come on, Skeeter, get out.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. It's hard to get out of the, we got the TV going back there in the green room, and it's hard to get away from the ball games. I'm a basketball fan and a Kentucky Wildcat fan since I'm from Dry Ridge, Kentucky. Oh, man, but tomorrow we play North Carolina. That's going to be hard, but hope we can do it. Anyway, my daddy used to say, he knows I get so excited about this. He'd always say, now, you can go out there and tell them folks how much you love that basketball, but don't tell them which team you're rooting for, because there's always somebody there from the other side. But I just come out here and tell it all anyway, so I'm really rooting for those Kentucky Wildcats. But anyway, on a serious note tonight, I know that there's a lot of folks that are Christians in the audience, and I want to ask you as a special favor, you know, the Bible says, let your requests be known to God. And we just found some distressing news. My youngest sister, they have just found a lump in her breast, and as a breast cancer survivor of 7 years now, thank God, I want to ask you all to pray for my sister Doozer, that she might be as blessed as me, and this won't be anything. She goes to hospital Friday for the biopsy, so please remember my sister Doozer in your prayers this week. I appreciate it a lot. You can't forget those names, Skeeter, Doozer. Daddy gave us really good nicknames too, so stick that on your refrigerator if you have to. This is a song that's been a great song for me. It's had such a wonderful life through the years that it takes me all over the world. And I always love singing it, especially if somebody stops me on the way in here to ask me to sing it one more time. So from 1963, I hope y'all remember my hit from the past. Goes back to then. Oh, thanks. Why does the sun go on shining? Why does it seem much too short?
Okay. All right. Here's a fella that I always say has got two or three publishing companies and everything. But I'll tell you one thing. He sings a fine song. Ray Pilla. Come on, Ray. Come on out.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Grandpa.
Lost my pickup in a card game in New Orleans. Lost my girl to a stranger in L.A. Left my dreams in a motel in Atlanta. And I lost my mind somewhere along the way. Can you see I'm dying on my feet? I'm walking to my grave, to stone to weep. Those old memories are tearing up my mind. 'Cause they're the dream of a dreamer. Have gone the way of the good times. That old yearning in my soul still chills my brain. The ashes of my years have been shattered. Back to laughter and the wine yesterday. Can you see I'm dying on my feet? I'm walking to my grave, to stone to weep. Those old memories are tearing up my mind. They're the dreams of a dreamer gone blind. Yeah, they're the dreams of a dreamer.
Hey, Philip, take a bow, Ray. Ah, that's good.
Thank you, Grandpa. We'd like to take time out to welcome H. David Fanning. H. David is the president of the GTE Customer Networks to the Opry tonight. Where are you, David? Probably got a real good seat, I bet. But they, GTE Customer Networks is a new Grand Ole Opry sponsor, and we are so thankful to have you on board. Give David a hand. GTE Customer Networks operates nationwide and is unique among telecommunications companies. And often they're the unsung heroes that simplify our busy lifestyles. Now, what do? Well, have you ever called a company and been guided through an efficient voice menu system? If you have, odds are GTE Customer Networks set it up. Or if you've ever called a busy ticket or a hotel reservation system and your call was answered promptly, well, there's a good chance that GTE Customer Networks installed it. So whether your company needs to engineer a new telecommunication system or just upgrade your current system, GTE Customer Networks can help you by providing premium quality support services. They are simply the best. That's why Gaylord Entertainment's Telecommunications Department and GTE Customer Networks have teamed for excellence. GTE Customer Networks. Dedicated to being the best. And this portion of the Friday Night Opry has been brought to you by GTE Customer Networks. The next portion of the Friday Night Opry brought to you by Hamburger Helper Lasagna with curly Italian noodles and a rich tomato sauce. Hamburger Helper helps you make a great meal. And from the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, the Friday Night Opry will continue right after this.
Now, a word from one of the Grand Ole Opry's longtime sponsors, Hamburger Helper. With Hamburger Helper, it's easy to make hot home-cooked meals that the whole family loves, like cheeseburger macaroni or pizza pasta.
What's for dinner tonight? Hamburger Helper.
I'm gonna make a real good, feel-good meal. It's gonna have some good old family appeal.
The kids' favorite is cheeseburger macaroni. They love cheese, and I can make it in a snap.
Hamburger Helper makes a real good, feel-good meal.
Hamburger Helper cheeseburger macaroni.
So tomorrow when you're thinking about what to make for dinner, make Hamburger Helper, because Hamburger Helper makes a real good, feel-good meal.
You know, back in... But thank you very much. Back in the 30s, I was in part of the Pine Ridge String Band of Lumen Abner back in Cleveland, Ohio. And they put on a Friday night social, they called it, at the schoolhouse. And they'd bring in different people. And they brought in a couple of boys from Switzerland that did a Swiss yodel. And we learned that Swiss yodel. And I'm going to try to do a little bit of it. It goes something like this. Yachtsum, tritum, titum, 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 ta la 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 la. That's in the It's in the Swiss language. I forgot to tell you about that. Yachtsum, tritum, 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 la 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 la. Stable, lum, and hum, it kind of sucks. Tritum, 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 la 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 la. Stable, lum, and hum, it kind of sucks. Rag and tack, dee-o, diddle-ay-o, diddle-ay-o, diddle-o. La 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 la, stable hum and hum, it kind of drop. Tick-tum, 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 la 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 la, stable hum and hum, it kind of drop. Broken tight, dee-o-diddle-ay, oh, dee-diddle-ay, oh, dee-diddle-o. Broken tight, dee-o-diddle-ay, oh, dee-diddle-ay, we're going to have something out here now. I want to tell you, they ain't been here for a while, but brother, can they play. The Nashville Bluegrass Band. That's who it is. That's who it is.
Thank you, Grandpa. How you folks doing tonight? We are the Nashville Bluegrass Band, and we're proud as we can be to be here. We have... Pat Enright on guitar.
Yeah.
Stuart Duncan on the fiddle. Gene LeBay on the bass. Roland White on the mandolin, and I'm Alan O'Brien. This will be the first show that we've played with Roland in, what, 3 months?
15 weeks.
In 15 weeks that he's been able to stand up. He fell off his bicycle and... we've been here a couple of nights that he sat down and did all kind of stuff, but anyhow, we're glad to have him back on his feet, so to speak, and we're glad to be here with you folks tonight. And we're gonna, so in honor of that, we're gonna get him to sing one, and we're gonna dedicate it to his little episode. This is called The Doorstep of Trouble.
One, two, three. Doorstep of trouble, standing on the doorstep of pain, watching the sun roll over that hill. I wonder where my good love has been. Lord, Lord, I wonder where my good love has been. I doorstep crying, looking at the sidewalk at my feet. I'm wondering why the good times pass me by like the morning whistle blowing down the street. Lord, Lord, morning whistle blowing down the street. Where the rent ain't so high, 'cause I'm paid up for the rest of my life. Only live here till the day I die. Lord, Lord, live here till the day I standing on the doorstep of pain, watching the sun roll over that hill. I'm wondering where my good love has been. Lord, Lord, wondering where my good love has been. Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
You guys, why don't you do another one just for us, will you? You get another one? Okay.
Happy to. All right, great. All right, we'd like to thank you, Grandpa, for letting us have another song. We only know that one, but we'll write one right here. This is how it happens in Nashville. You get a chance and you go for it. Actually, this is an old Jimmy Rogers song that we've been doing for a long, long time. It's called the Mississippi River Blues.
Oh, you Mississippi River, with waters so deep and wide, my fault if you keep rising, just like an even tide. And just like a seagull that's left the sea, oh, you muddy waters that keep on calling me. I'm gonna pack my grip and head that way. You see me hanging round again someday, 'cause that's the only way to do Mississippi River blues. You're the lady. Often written on your bosom, from Memphis down to New Orleans, floating on your muddy water, drifting through familiar scenes. And when I hear that whistle of an old steamboat down the Mississippi River, again I'm a-gone to flow. Cause that's the only way to lose the Mississippi River blues.
Thank you, Grandpa. Thank you.
The Nashville Bluegrass Band. Y'all boys, can you take a bow, all of you? Oh, that's fine. My goodness. Well, I think it's over that way. What time is it?
Oh, you got 5 minutes.
Okay.
5 minutes.
Well, I'll tell about my uncle then. He was a hunter. One time we was hunting down by the railroad, and he said, it was one of them where a train goes through the mountain, you know, a tunnel. And he said, I believe them tunnels, every one of them's full of pretty girls. I said, why? He said, you just watch every time a train goes in one of them, it says, whoop, whoop. When it comes out, it says, whoop, whoop. He always wanted to hunt bears, and he some of the young fellas went up in the Yukon. That's where he wanted to go. He wanted to kill one of them big grizzlies. Well, one of them said, let's take him with us. And they did. They took him up there, and they was eating breakfast in a beautiful log cabin, and the old man got up and he said, now boys, I'm going out here and kill me a grizzly before you fellas get on eating breakfast. But he didn't know that them boys had slipped in there and took every shell out of his gun. Yeah, and there he went after a grizzly with an empty gun. Well, it wasn't longer one jumped up in front of him, and he pulled down on him, and the gun snapped, and he tried it again, and it snapped again, and he threw it in the snow and took off toward that cabin with that grizzly right behind him. And he finally got pretty close to the cabin, and he saw that the door was open. He thought, well, I'll get in there and shut the door, and they can't get me. But just before he got there, he stumbled and fell flat, and that old bear run right over the top of him into that cabin. Yeah. He just reached up and pulled the door to and said, boy, skin that, and I'm going after another. Thank you. Glad y'all hadn't heard that. I told it so many times. I tell you what, let's us do a gospel tune, okay?
Yes, sir.
Okay? All right, Joe, you know which it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
I will meet you in the morning by the bright river side, where sorrow has drifted away. I'll be standing at the portals when the gates open wide at the close of that long dreary day. I'll meet you in the morning.
Meet you in the morning.
Well, how do you do?
How do you do?
We'll sit down by the river. And with rapture all the plain and grinning. City that is still built for swag. I will meet you in the morning at the end of the way, on the streets of that city so clear. I'll be standing at the border with a happy foray, while the years and the ages shall bear. I'll meet you in the morning. Well,
how do you do?
We'll sit down by the river, and with rapture old acquaintance grinning. Well, you know me in the morning by the smile that I wear. When I meet you in the morning, in the
city that is built for swag.
Thank you so much. You've been such a nice audience. We appreciate it. Good night to you.
Everybody's favorite grandpa, member of the Country Music Hall of Fame, Grandpa Jones. We'll have more of the Friday Night Opry from the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, right after this.
Now, a word from one of the Grand Ole Opry's longtime sponsors, Hamburger Helper. With Hamburger Helper, it's easy to make hot home-cooked meals that the whole family loves, like cheeseburger macaroni or pizza pasta.
What's for dinner tonight? Hamburger Helper.
I'm gonna make a real good, feel-good meal. It's gonna have some good old family appeal.
The kids' favorite is cheeseburger macaroni. They love cheese, and I can make it.